He just quoted Variety Chaley about the Reverend Graham. He said, the present writer agrees. Billy Graham was a beloved cultural icon. How many men have met with every sitting president since Harry Truman? How many have traveled the world for over six decades speaking about anything to hundreds of millions of people and about 175 nations? What other living person but the Queen of England herself has seen so many days in the limelight? No doubt she will be similarly eulogized at her passing. What's more, the Reverend Graham was lovable, writes Brother Andre Marine, and I mean it. He had a charm, a frankness, and a winning sincerity that was enhanced by his pleasant southern accent and what became, thanks to that shock of snow white hair when he aged, the look of an Old Testament prophet, sans the beard, and sans harsh prophetical rhetoric. An anti-communist, all American, with a simple message of hope. His life seems to have been free of serious moral scandal, unlike many other famous evangelical preachers and celebrity Catholic priests, for that matter. And then Brother comes to his defense. The Washington Post attempt at smearing him in that regard failed to live up to its sensationalist headline. I could probably go on saying kind things about the deceased, but the reader no doubt gets the point. To say something like, have fun in hell on the occasion, as some girl, well, Brother, that was the woman from Teen Vogue magazine, said of him, is mean-spirited, pointless, and crass. For our part, Catholics faithful to all the rigors of church teaching should certainly not do that. We should not emulate the professional bores from the Westboro Baptist Church and declare categorically with great glee that a soul has just been damned. But can we please stop scandalizing the planet with the heresy of indifferentism? We are infallibly taught that there is ex ecclesiam nulla salus, no salvation outside the universal church. We are also taught by Venerable Pope Pius IX that the proposition, quote, Protestantism is nothing more than another form of the same true Christian religion, in which form it is given to please God equally as in the Catholic Church, is a condemned error, close quote. Ah, but our less doctrinaire brethren will tell us that we are not to judge. Fine. Judgment goes two ways, damnation and salvation. So everybody stop judging and canonizing the Reverend Graham. That's a judgment too, isn't it? Now, avoiding such judgments, I speak conditionally. If the Reverend Graham is in heaven, or more realistically, in purgatory, now it is because he cooperated with God's actual graces, drawing him to the Catholic faith, and sometime before meeting Jesus Christ as his judge, rejected his favor, his heresy in favor of Catholicism. Now, again, we don't win friends and influence people by saying these things publicly in 2018, because you're not supposed to. I'm supposed to pretend I didn't read that and never mention it again. Brother Andre, you shouldn't even be publishing these sorts of things. Don't you know you're going to make people angry? So angry then, and loss of material stature or wealth are what matters, right? Now you just mean, that's just wrong. Isn't it equally wrong and a sin against charity and against hope? As I asked a question the other day, did any of these men, these priests that are canonizing the Reverend Graham, did they try and convert him? Did they visit him in his late age? He was almost 100. He's 99, for heaven's sake. Did they visit him and inform him of what was to transpire very soon and beg him to convert? Or do you just sit by and wait afterwards because you don't really believe it? I think this is the problem, folks. It's not that people don't know what they should do or what we should do, what we should say and how we should say it. It's that we refuse to do it. Like the story, and you're going to hear this in apologetics course number 7. That'll be next week. And you're going to hear this of the leper that was healed by washing in the River Jordan. And the those that were with him said, because he wasn't going to do what the king of Israel told him to do, said, hey, man, why don't you just do what the dude asked you? You acknowledge that he was the one that, you know, to heal the other leper. He told you what to go do, and you told him no. You didn't want to do it that way. Perfectly, perfectly poignant and relevant story there. And then brother gets into some more of this, and again, this will be part of Wednesday night's show with Charles Coulomb. There's a lot of doctrine and stuff in here that I won't bore you with, but Mrs. O'Connell has put the link in the chat room at mikechurch.com so you can go and read it for yourself. And I would suggest that if you're interested in the subject that you do that. There's one other part of what brother writes here. Yes, the Reverend Graham was nice to Catholics. He eventually came to believe that we, too, are Christians. He came to believe that we are.